The Senate passed the Infrastructure Reduction Act over the weekend by one vote margin. The bill is a diluted version of the Build Back Better Act, which sought sweeping social investment in national programs and projects akin to the New Deal. The lack of support for Build Back Better by Republican lawmakers and West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin forced a compromise in the legislation. Vice President Kamala Harris cast yesterday's tie-breaking vote. The Inflation Reduction Act includes provisions to lower the prices of prescription drugs. It will allow Medicare to negotiate the price of drugs, cap annual out-of-pocket prescription drug costs in Medicare Part D at $2,000, hold drug companies accountable when they increase drug prices faster than the rate of inflation, and cap copays for insulin to no more than $35 per month in Part D. The bill may also bring significant benefits to Coloradans in the form of green energy incentives and climate resilience programs. KGNU's Lily Noble has more.
The Inflation Reduction Act authorizes significant investments in American clean energy production and manufacturing. It will also advance several key provisions for Colorado, like clean energy research initiatives, wildfire mitigation and response, and expanded access to health care. The bill invests $300 billion in deficit reduction and $369 billion in energy security and climate change programs over the next 10 years. The Inflation Reduction Act may also provide Coloradans with options to increase their energy efficiency at lower costs. The bill provides tax credits on the purchase of new or used electric cars and similar tax incentives for the construction of highly energy-efficient homes. $9 billion are allocated for rebates on new energy-efficient systems in mid- and low-income households. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse praised the Senate's passage of the Inflation Reduction Act as historic, saying the bill will, quote, help address rising health care costs, boost American manufacturing, and would be the most significant climate legislation enacted in our country's history. For KGNU, I'm Lily Noble.
Operations at Denver Metro Area Community Colleges in CU Boulder are back to normal today, after a perceived threat caused multiple campuses to shut down on Friday. KGNU's Luis Lacone has more.
An alleged threat targeting colleges in the Denver metro area Friday prompted emergency actions like lockdowns and evacuations at multiple school locations. While the threat was reportedly made against students at the Westminster Front Range Community College campus, other schools decided to suspend activities Friday as a precaution. That included all locations of the Front Range Community College system, the Berea campus of Metropolitan State University, and CU Boulder. After police and school officials investigated the threat further, they concluded it was a hoax. No credible threat remained. All schools reopened and will be on a regular schedule this week. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
CU Boulder will now allow automatic admission for students who received their associate's degree through any member institution of the Colorado Community College system. These campuses include all locations of Front Range Community College, Arapahoe Community College, and the Community College of Denver, among others. The automatic admission agreement is known as the Bridge to Bachelor's Degree Program, and several other Colorado universities have been on board for years, prior to CU Boulder's recent decision to join. The Daily Camera estimates a student transferring to CU Boulder with an associate's degree from a recognized community college could save nearly $18,000 in tuition and fees. After Sunday's rainstorms, streets in Denver and all around Colorado were facing flash flooding. According to Denver 7, nearly a dozen people were rescued from their cars on I-70 in York, and eight more were rescued on 38th in Blake. DIA saw 380 flight delays and 85 cancellations yesterday during the storm. Denver counties were under flood warning until 8:15 p.m. There have been no recorded injuries from the flood so far. It's supposed to be cloudy across the Front Range today with a chance of thunderstorms. The National Weather Service is forecasting a high of 85 in Boulder and a low of 58. In Denver, temperatures are predicted to reach a high of 88 and a low of 62. And in Fort Collins, the high will be near 89 with a low of 58. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.